Right, peace, y'all. Peace, peace, peace. So in this video, we're going to be talking about the symbols of allegiance. Now, a lot of people are aware that major corporations have logos, and inside of these logos are secrets, all right? Secret connections and conversations that they have with other corporations by way of using symbols, all right? And a lot of these companies are connected also through the way of symbols. Now, I'm going to break a few of these symbols down, and we're going to talk about it, all right? But first, we're going to talk about a few secret societies and how this stuff derives. All right, now, this comes from the Secret Society of Freemasonry, all right, and it's going to be the 47th proposition of Euclid, all right, also known as the Canted Square. Now, the Canted Square, or the proposition of Euclid, all right, it actually focuses on the numbers 3, 5, and 7. All right. Now, just think about how many entertainers actually use the numbers 3, 5, and 7.
C357, we're 18 over in progress. 145 and 11. C357, I got visual. Hey, yo, you love the way I rap black. Step back, but we have a chest chat.
Fucking mind, Mr. Trey 5-7. Quick to peel a cap, I'm your friend to the end. You know I got your back. I'm loyal to every trigger finger, so every time.
From the trap house, my junkie named Tom. I'm a wizard with this 357, it's a one. And press it, get it gone like a.
Now, 357 actually represents the steps in Freemasonry. Alright? These numbers are the people that are needed to actually open up a lodge. Now, I won't go into full detail because that's going to take up too much time. But if you want to understand what the 47 proposition of Euclid is, I'm going to show you guys the website here where you can find this information. Now, the next issue will be the Hebrew Tarot. Now, the Hebrew Tarot is basically a strong connection, all right, or a pattern to the Kabbalah. And a lot of these major corporations are familiar with this practice. All right, now, some people may use tarot cards, and I'm not, you know, throwing any shade on y'all or whatever, right? But the Hebrew tarot is actually the original form of tarot, okay? And people like Aleister Crowley brought it to the Western culture, all right? Like I said, it was all connected to the Kabbalah. All right, now, we also know about the square, all right, and then the cube of Saturn, all right? I did a video on this already, but I'll break it down for y'all in layman's terms, all right? So, the square and the cube of Saturn actually focuses on the aspect of Saturnalia, all right? Now, apparently to these people, they say on Saturn it rains diamonds, right? And on the aerial view of Saturn, it is said to show a hexagram, all right? But when you look at it in a three-dimensional form, it actually can depict a square, all right, or a cube, all right? Just like Ice Cube here holding the Sega Saturn, all right? So now this is a subliminal messaging, but people that are familiar, all right, with this practice would know exactly who's behind these corporations. Now, I'm not saying Ice Cube is actually a part of Saturnalia, but they would use him or pay him to actually be there, so it's a subliminal messaging, right? So I got a few symbols that I'm going to break down for you guys. All right, now let's take a look at this cat logo. All right, now this cat logo is basically a construction company, one of the biggest construction companies out there. All right, but I want you guys to take a look at the pyramid with the all-seeing eye and the A, all right? Now, also, we got to pay attention to this as well, and I know a lot of people may know this and some may not, but the letter A is actually a representation, all right, of the all-seeing eye, all right, which is why it's the first letter in the alphabet, all right? So now, this is why a lot of these European languages are brought over here, English language. Now, a lot of people may notice, but the company Virgin, right, The company Virgin has been around for a long time. As we can see, one of the owners of Virgin by the name of Tommy Mottola was recently named on the Epstein flight logs, which I'm really not surprised about at all. But the interesting thing about this whole logo here is not only the name Virgin, right? But if you turn it sideways, okay, you will see the word sex, all right, within the word virgin. So, and it's in red for a reason, red and white, which is also satanic colors, right? But when you put the words together, you get virgin sex, all right? And a lot of these people, pedos, all right, are into these practices. They believe that gives them spiritual power. So a person that may be interested in merging with Virgin, right, may know that these are the requirements that may take place at a lot of these events that they participate in, all right? Now, the next is going to be NBC. Now, we all know NBC, their mascot is the peacock, right? But you have to pay attention to the colors here as well. The colors all define a specific sector, all right? Some may say it's a part of the Kabbalah with the chakras, things of that nature, right? That could be also considered as well, all right? But you got to remember it's six-pointed, okay? Also, this represents the hexagram, all right? This represents the hexagram. Now, the peacock is symbolic because it is or represents the eye of Horus, all right? Many people don't want to believe this, but the peacock also represents the evil eye, all right? These little eyes that are on the feather actually are there for a reason. Now, many people back in ancient Egyptian times would sacrifice the peacock because they believed that it would protect them from evil, all right? So this is what they, you know, this is a very spiritual bird when it comes to the media or corporations, all right? Now, this one I did not know of, but this is an old logo of the credit card company Discover, all right? And as you can see under it, it says Novus. And what is Novus? Novus is on the back of the dollar bill. Novus Ordo Seclorum, right? Novus Ordo Seclorum, which actually means New World Order. All right, so the fact that they would put new, all right, on the back of this with the rising sun. Okay, you see the rising sun here inside of the O of Discover. These people are very clever. They know exactly what they're doing, but you have to be involved in these things to actually see through it or know, okay, what these people are into, unless you have an eye for discernment to look between the lines, all right? Now, Volkswagen, okay, is very unique here. This is a very unique one because in Hebrewic language or lettering, the V represents six, okay? So if you're pointing out here, V, 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 this actually represents 666, right? And Volvo also connects to the Vulcan, all right, or the vulva. You know that vulva is that good old fish, all right, that we see associated with Christianity, all right? Also connects to the Yomi, all right? Now, the same thing you see in the MasterCard logo, all right, as far as with this fish here, the symbol here, and it also connects to the Monster Energy drink, all right, which also goes in hand-in-hand with 666. All right. Now, we got so many corporations out there that use eye symbols, the symbol of the eye. But these eye symbols are representation of the all-seeing eye. All right. But many corporations have been exposed for this and have changed their logos. But you know, you have to use discernment because a lot of these newer logos, they may use the eye or may not even care for that matter. Now, the cube is heavily used in corporate media, all right? It's heavily used in corporate media. We see that also in a lot of these corporations. And, you know, honestly, they have to be clever with it because they can't let the average person find out that they are worshiping Saturn, all right, which is their ruling planet. But take a look at some of these logos here that all represent the cube. Now, I know a lot of people may have participated in the U.S. Air Force, right? But it's very clever how they did this. And I'm going to break this logo down here. Now, most people would think that this represents some type of wings, right? Or when, you know, when you, I don't know, I've never participated in anything as far as the Navy, military, Army, or none of that, right? Or the Air Force. But this represents the fallen angel, okay? Now, you can see here the two wings. Now, they're very clever at doing this, but a lot of people that participate in these groups, they don't realize that they are being used, all right? They are being used in this form. Now, if you was in the U.S. Air Force or the military or the Army, there's no shade to you, you know what I'm saying? But they are very clever with stuff like this. Now, I want to talk about Exxon Gas. This is going to be really quick, though, because I'm pretty sure you can, if you know, you know, right? But this represents the cross of Leviathan, or the Luciferian cross, okay? As you can see here, if you turn it sideways, this is the cross of the Leviathan, or the Luciferian cross. And there's a reason why it's in red, white, and blue. Okay, because this is giving praise to the French, all right? They call this the Cross of Lorraine, all right? Something with the French, all right? And then you see also Amoco is showing the torch, all right? Also with the red, white, and blue, all right? So there's all types of connections with these things that people may not understand or may not be familiar with, but we're here to break it down, all right? Now, this one is kind of crazy, and a lot of people may have not known this, but I'm going to basically expose this for y'all real quick. So you see a lot of companies, right, like Warner Brothers with the shield, all right? Look beyond the letters, the W and the B, but it's surrounded in the shield, all right? Now, the shield actually represents the Knights of Templar, all right? Every Freemason or people that participate in Freemason, once they get to a certain level, they are given a shield. Now, this shield is said to protect them from certain criminal aspect, you know what I'm saying? If they carry the shield around, they can get off with certain things. But the Knights of Templar were actually the first ones to popularize the shield, okay? Majority of our government officials also use the shield. Okay, this is why you're going to see a lot of police officials, FDNY, fire departments, all of these people use the shield. The shield is very symbolic when it comes to corporations or government officials, all because it's connected to the Knights of Templar. All right, these are the people that created the KKK and things of that nature. It goes deep. All right, it definitely goes deep. All right, so I want to do some more logos, but I got to work on some other things for y'all. Also, I'm going to be doing a video this week. I want y'all to tap in. But if y'all want me to do the logos, I just tried this out real quick. Maybe some people knew about this. Maybe some people didn't. But if y'all want me to break down more logos, just let me know in the comments below, man. And I'll get it done for y'all. All right, peace.